T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN, and this is where we hear from the businesses and services available in the Buffalo area. If you'd like to be on the program, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Pleased to have with us from Mollett & Hardy Incorporated, the President, Alan Mollett, and Vice President, Brian Castro. Gentlemen, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
And for those who don't know, first of all, you're well established. You've been here for more than a couple of years in the community.
Yeah, well, actually the firm was founded, incorporated in 1970. So we've been 50 years in business.
And the business that you do is?
We do financial planning and help people with their investments.
And mainly individuals, or do you also work with businesses within the community as well?
We work with businesses and individuals, but primarily our objective. We do a lot of 401k types of business, but primarily our business is related to individuals and their families.
And is this, obviously your name is carried on the business, so right. Is this like a second generation then?
No, I'm the first generation.
First? Oh, wow.
I launched the business in 1970 after I had graduated from the University of Buffalo, and I had a degree in business administration. And I liked finance. I liked financial things. So I had a wife and children, and I felt that what I was doing for myself was something that could be very easily incorporated in doing it for others and sharing that information. And as a result, it was necessary for me not only to grow in my understanding of business, but also to grow in my education of the business so I could share that. I've always had the belief that the most important part of the financial services business is education. And as a result, I went on and got my certified financial planning designation, my chartered life underwriter designation, a chartered financial consultant designation, and have led our firm in the belief that everybody that's associated should be going for those degrees. Because in order to educate somebody and help them with their finances, it's necessary to have an education yourself. So it's been a prime objective of our firm to do that. And it's worked for me because I started out with very, very little, and the firm has grown. And it's worked for my clients because I've had clients that are still with me over 50 years, or 50 years at least. So it's worked for them, and we have a 98% retention level. So these are things that have worked, and that's what we do.
A couple more things I want to pick up on with you about the local tie-in, but I want to bring in Brian before too long here. How long is your association with the company, Beth?
I've been with Mollett & Hardy for about 10 years, since 2010, and I had my own practice before then. But one of Alan's partner, Michael, and I were friends and have known each other kind of growing up in the business. And he knew about how I did business and said, you know, we're looking for the right people. And as Alan mentioned, the culture of education, the culture of trying to improve ourselves so that we could help our clients really attracted me. And luckily, something in me was attractive to Alan and Michael as well.
And like Alan's upbringing, local for you as well? Or you originally from here?
I actually grew up in Cleveland, Ohio.
Ah, but transplant and obviously doing successfully, and I presume kind of long-term plan to stay here?
Well, my wife is from West Seneca, and so after we moved here, we have family here, and Cleveland's not too far away.
And Alan, that was the point I wanted to circle back on with you. Was that important to you to stay local and kind of grow the business where you are?
Yeah, I'm not from Buffalo. No. I grew up in Long Island in Little Neck.
We kind of grew on you then, similar to
Brian. I graduated from the University of Buffalo, and as a result of graduating from the University of Buffalo, my wife's from Buffalo. So, and as a result, then I stayed. But once I went into the business, I decided that I am not moving, and the business is not moving. Actually, we opened up a second branch of all places in Salt Lake City, so we have a second location there. But to me, as far as the business and the growth of the business, it's the culture of the business and what we're trying to do in working with clients so that we have a very good process as far as dealing with clients and dealing with their needs. But they never start with product. You know, all too often you know somebody will come in and say, "Oh, what's the best product?" You know, but what's the best product that we can use to get where I want to go? And I have always found that that's really the last question that somebody wants to ask, because what we do is I equate it to a puzzle. You know, my wife loves to do puzzles, and we just celebrated our 54th anniversary. But she loves to do puzzles, and you know, she always starts in the same place. And if I were to ask you, where is that place that she starts? It's with the border. Everybody starts with the border, getting that and filling it in, you know, as far as the pieces are concerned. And in our business, it's no different. If we start out trying to fill the pieces without doing the border, you go no place. So we have to have a discovery to find out what it is that you're looking for, what the products are that you have, what your goals and desires and things that are necessary. And when we have that and are able to analyze it, then what happens is that the last pieces are always the easiest piece. What's the easiest piece is the last piece. Everybody knows where that goes. With the last three pieces, those are the products. Those are the things that help people get to where they want to go. So our goal in our process, and we all use the same process, right, Brian?
Yes.
We all use the same process, is to start out filling in the border and then go work down to get to the pieces.
And what may be either another piece to that puzzle or maybe another puzzle entirely,
yeah,
is that this process, as you've explained, yeah, it, is not the same for every client, right? There are different goals, different things that they want to achieve.
Well, let's define process. Okay, the process,
sure,
is the procedure. Okay, the information is always different. So that if I'm talking to one person, we go through the process to find out. But the answers are very often very, very different. Because there's different mixes and families. There's different desires. We try and say, okay, what is your dream? Where would you like to be? Well, the only way to do that is to have a good process to find that out. Now, for some people, it's going to be easier than for others. But the end result and how we do it and what the products and things that fit into that are going to be very, very different.
Yeah, just to add on to that real briefly, it's like an iceberg. You know, there's only 25% of what people share with you that's on the top. And what the process does is help us to find out what's underneath the water. Because with a person's goal, you know, they might state that their goal is to, you know, retire, but maybe their goal is to start a part-time business they've been dreaming of. But they don't want to share that because they're afraid of embarrassing themselves. And so what the process does for us is help us to uncover those and help them realize, hey, you know what? Maybe we can help you do that. And that's what we mean by the process is the same. But yes, every individual, their goals, their dreams, and the way that we're going to help them reach them are unique.
And Alan, you had originally mentioned already that the company itself was formed in the 70s.
Right.
How have maybe the fundamental beliefs or the core of what you do, and these probably are two different questions, how have they evolved, changed over the course of that time?
I don't think that the core beliefs have changed. I think that the most important thing in dealing with anything financial is character. Okay? I mean, we stress that for our employees. Okay, and for everybody that we're working with, I think that that's a core belief that never changes. Without character and doing things that are the right thing, you don't belong in business. Okay, so I think that doesn't change. But I think as far as the core values that we have, as far as what we're trying to do, they all revolve around education and growth. There's nothing as constant as change in this world. There's always change. And everybody has to deal with it. We as a business have to deal with it. Okay, so we've accepted from the beginning that there's going to be change, and we had better be prepared for that change. We have to be prepared for the change in markets. We have to be prepared for the change that whatever the world throws at us. And how do you prepare for change? It's through education, in my belief. Okay, the more that you know and the more that you can share, the easier it is. Life is not a bowl of cherries. Okay, everybody is in one form or another always touched. I know we have been in my family, and everybody else's family eventually knows someplace where you're touched. So you have to prepare for that and be willing to accept the fact that there's change and that you're going to try and get out of it. The core way of doing that is through, in my belief, education, and it always has been. And I've always felt fortunate because I love my business. And why do I love my business? Because my business has taught me how to deal with these things. And I've been able to share not only that to my clients, but the belief that I have for my firm. You know, we have some, Brian's younger than I am, and a lot of the other guys, well, I'm old, so I mean, are younger. But the joy that I have in business is helping them get to the point where they're also following the same philosophy. So somebody coming to our business who's new, what they're learning is the same thing that I have learned over the years and have tried to share with our associates so that they're not coming in cold. Everything we do is committee. So in other words, when we have a client come in and we're talking to a client, if somebody's got a problem about something that they're dealing with, they're not dealing with one person, and they're dealing with 140 years of experience for that client's problem. So we can help to solve it. But it comes back down to education. That's why we're having this meeting on the 13th of March. We're having a meeting, and we usually do this for clients, and it's going to be for clients, but I decided that this is something that I think everybody should share. So we decided for the first time to really open it up to the community.
And right, so I'm sorry to jump in here, but yeah. I wanted to make sure that was the point I wanted to hit on, because you've continued to mention education as
right.
the key. And this is billed as a community educational event coming up March 13th, right?
That's right, yes. And it's going to be at the AMC Movie Theater at Maple Ridge right over here. We got the big comfortable chairs.
Yeah, that'll be on Maple off Sweet Home for
right,
those
exactly.
not familiar with the area.
We're not expecting a big crowd, so there are limited seating. But at any rate, but we have it for, it's only 1 hour. And it continues on with our philosophy about education. This is not everybody has meetings, they're selling something, a product. This has nothing to do with product. What this has to do with educating our clients, additional education for our clients about what happened last year. And if most people remember last year, the end of the year wasn't a very good time for people, or they were thinking it wasn't a very good time for people. Of course, the markets have come back a little bit. And in that meeting, we have some things that are going on as far as discussion that are going to be brought up. We're going to be talking in general about how the markets behaved, how classes of stocks have behaved, how interests have behaved, and give a general tune-up as to what's going on in the markets. And we find it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be interesting to anybody that comes to that meeting.
And both of you gentlemen going to be representing the firm there?
Oh, we'll all be there. We're actually bringing somebody in from Atlanta to go over this. I'm not a not an entertainer. But at any rate, out of self-preservation, we're bringing somebody else to give the talk, but it's one we're very familiar with and on a one-on-one do all the time.
No, it just, the one of the things behind the event was, you know, at the end of 2018, a lot of people were scared. You know, a lot of people were nervous. Among our clients, we have trained to weather the storm and to stick with the process, but we found that what we wanted people to, and if you look at media, the radio stations, and on TV, on cable, a lot of people are blaming different people for this and that. And we realize, you know what? We need to help sift out, you know, what's really happening. Observe the reality of the situation as opposed to just listening to all the noise. So we're trying to really separate what's really important from the noise.
In the time we have left, how do people sign up and what would be the cost?
First, I'll start with the cost. It's free. There is no cost to this. But there is a price to pay to get there. And the price to pay to get there is they go to our webpage, which is Mollott, MOLLOT.com, and sign up. If they don't sign up, they can't come. Okay, it's not a walk-in event. So it's very simple. You go to our webpage. And by the way, probably if you're listening to this, it's probably a good place to go anyway just to see. But the web is Mollott, MOLLOT.com. They go to the events. And once they push events, it'll come up. It'll show AMC Movie Theater, Maple Ridge. It'll give a brief description of what the talk is about. It's only going to be maximum 45 minutes. It is from 10:30 to 11:30 because otherwise the movies play. So it means taking some time off out of your day. Then I think it's well worth it. All it is education. That's it.
Well, gentlemen, appreciate the opportunity to speak with you, and hopefully you have great success at this and on any future events you have. Again, this educational event coming up March 13th, AMC Maple Ridge Theater in Amherst. It's at the Plaza, a Maple and Sweet home here. And this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WDBEN. We've been speaking, by the way, with Alan Mollett and Brian Castro, respectively president and vice president with Mollett and Hardy Incorporated.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.